In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's epistle reading from the letter to the Galatians, St. Paul talks about the opposition between the Spirit and the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desire of the flesh. For the flesh desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are contrary to one another. But as always with St. Paul, we have to be careful to make distinctions and to understand precisely what he is talking about. Paul is not simply saying that the Spirit is good and the flesh is evil. Indeed, we know that there are both good spirits and evil spirits, and that the human soul is, in some sense, a battleground between good and evil. As Paul says in Romans 7:19, "The good which I will, I do not, and the evil which I will not, that I do." At the same time, the flesh in and of itself is neither good nor evil. It is simply matter. It is only when the flesh is informed by the soul, that is, when it becomes a human person, that it takes on the qualities of moral good or evil. So perhaps when translating this passage, we should capitalize the word spirit, as the Jerusalem Bible does, and understand St. Paul as referring to the Holy Spirit working within us. Opposed to the Holy Spirit is that disordered love of material things, which Jesus calls in the Gospel mammon, an Aramaic word meaning property or possessions. It is the love of mammon which leads to what St. Paul calls the works of the flesh, namely fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcraft, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sex, envies, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such things. And those who do these things, St. Paul tells us, shall not obtain the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit, on the other hand, brings us the fruits of charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Well, how do we obtain these wonderful fruits of the Spirit and avoid the disordered desires of the flesh? Again, in the Gospel, Jesus tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and then all things will be added unto us. Of course, God knows that we are human beings and that we need food and clothing and shelter. But nothing in this life lasts forever. No matter how beautiful material things may be, like the lilies of the field, they will eventually be cast into the oven. And therefore, our first obligation in this life must be to seek the will of God for us and to do it as well as we are able. The will of God is our vocation, and of course it will be somewhat different for each of us. Some of us will be married and some single, some rich and some poor. Some of us will be healthy and some sick. Any of these circumstances can work for our salvation if we accept them as our vocation, that is, as God's will for us in this life. But whatever the particular circumstances of our own individual lives, all of us as Christians are called to share in the self-sacrificing love of Jesus. For it is only by being crucified to this world and to the desires of the flesh that we can hope to live forever in the eternal peace and justice of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.